every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Okay, so just yesterday we found out then that the Steinhoff PwC report leading into the forensic accounting irregularities into Steinhoff would only be released in April. So it was delayed then, sending the shares down as much as 21%. Of course, the company engulfed in one of South Africa's biggest corporate scandals. It had been forced to abandon the plans to publish its 2017 and 2018 financial statements as well by the end of 2019. So a familiar face joins us and a familiar voice joins us in studio now to perhaps chat about this just a little bit. Steinhoff going down 21%, surely that wasn't surprising somewhat, and I don't know if it was earth-shattering as well yesterday after this announcement.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's disappointment in the markets that it didn't come out. When are we going to see it? At least Feb next year. I mean, when last year this time, I remember we were sitting down, they said PwC is going to do a forensic investigation. And we were saying, well, probably 2-3 months. That's the sort of timeline. Middle of 2018 is probably the latest. And now it didn't even come out in 2018.
Does it share how bad things possibly could be? I know it's speculation, but it does give that sense and that feeling, right?
Yeah, that's one. Market will be saying as well, if it's going to take them over a year to get through all of this, and they said that they've got multiple teams working on this, how deep does this rabbit hole go? Are assets even more overstated than expected, or are liabilities even higher than expected? And then there's just obviously the disappointment. You don't have 2017 or 2018 financials yet. You don't know what profit or losses the company's making.
Is it also a sense of PwC wanting to do this especially right because of the pressure that audit firms also find themselves under right now?
Yeah, I'm sure that they want to dot every I, cross every T. You only get one go at this. You only get one report. You don't want to come back. And management, I'm sure, have said to them, guys, you need to take as long as you need to get this done. We want it done properly. We want to know exactly what's gone on. And then obviously management have to review the report before it even comes out. So there's still a lot in the pipeline. But having said that, I think the share was down 18 cents yesterday.
Yeah.
Compared to the high of 97, most people are still holding now. I think have been holding for years. What's 18 cents here or there? Eh?
Sure. Wow. It's still a fall of 21% in that term. It puts it into perspective, though, doesn't it? So, is the market really waiting for this report? Was yesterday just a sign of how much people are really waiting on this report? Because one would have thought a year on from this, we've kind of forgotten about it. Yes, things have gone bad. They've held them to account as much as possible. Yes, more people probably do need to be held account. But have we moved on maybe?
Yeah, I think if you own Steinhoff now, you're one of two camps. One, you've owned it forever and you've said, well, yeah, I'm going to hold on and see if this thing recovers. And another one, you're a speculator and you're hoping to get short-term gains. With this report being at least another 3 months away, those short-term guys, and I suspect they're trading on leverage, are saying, well, we're paying all this interest to hold these shares. It's not worth holding it for another 3 months. Let's sell it. Let's come back next year, middle of Feb maybe, and hopefully there's a bounce after PwC comes out. But having said that, when the company's struggling, they had to have a deal with their debtors to say, we need to pay you later. We'll pay you more, but we're going to pay you later. And the debtor said, that's fine. And then not to mention all the court cases for billions of dollars. I mean, not that I think those court cases are going to go very far, but there's a lot of headwinds for the company. And I think if you're holding it now, you're going to be holding for at least a decade before you see any significant value.
What do we say about the company itself? Is it still a good bet? Is it operationally still something you can sort of rely on? Can the market still, outside of this cloud, when this sort of, passes, can we then say that we've reached a point where, okay, fine, the operations are still there, they're still great, we can now fix things?
Well, that's part of the problem, is the story that Marcus Juster was selling us was that his management team were amazing and they can turn any business around. Until we actually get financials, you don't know what the underlying condition of those businesses are. So, I mean, we might as well flip a coin, and if it goes heads, then we say yes, and it goes tails, we say no. I think it's also worth looking at Star, which is the less impacted, or now Pepkor.
Yeah.
Pepco itself, I wouldn't be surprised to see it break up in the coming years. One of the stories that Gerster was selling was that we can sell clothes at Ackermans, we can sell hi-fis at Hi-Fi Corp, and we can sell you wood at Builders Warehouse, or not Builders Warehouse, at Timber City, and there's synergies there. It's looking like there aren't really any synergies, and all that you've got is three different types of retail all competing for management's time.
Sure.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Pepco Group split into three in the coming years, particularly given that Pepco management were very much against absorbing all those extra parts of the retail empire.
Mm. Well, certainly will become an interesting one as we continue to wait for that report. Tash certainly is happy in Israel, saying, she even sent me a text saying, "Oh, I just heard that it's only coming out in April." So she's out there, and hopefully she's listening in and hearing these thoughts as well. Michael Traherne, Portfolio Manager at Vestact, thank you so much for your time this morning. Let's get into your traffic. It's 7:21.